As your ship bridges the vast interstellar distances, you are of course not alone. You have, in the back bunk room, in fact, a very devoted and loyal, if sometimes overeager, sexual servant and companion. Celise is endlessly desirous of your fluids. She would love and adore to have access to your body, untrammeled, unstopped access. And she does tend to take that urge a little too far. When she's bringing you pleasure, and she gets carried away, and her big lips fasten to your body more firmly, or when she forms extra tendril-like appendages to feel you up and try and get you turned on enough that you'll go for a second round, or a third, her libido and her endless hunger to lick up any and all secretions between your legs, or coating and covering your body is something she said she'd love to do, milking and massaging you all night long with pleasure. But the last few times you've allowed her to engulf your lower body, she's gotten carried away, been just a little too slow at stopping. And so you've decided to devise a way to show her who's in charge, to tease her and get her worked up beyond reason. She's so vulnerable to any lust-based tease. You know, you could slide your clothing out of the way a little bit and just hint at the idea of having sex with her, and she'd be driving her fingers into every over-engorged pussy she could form on her shape-shifting body. But again, you have a plan. She hangs out in the bunk room, usually. In her padded bunk that is a little bit like a tub. She must be back there now in her gelatinous form, but you can hear the faint, slicking sound of her masturbating. You can almost always hear it when you haven't fucked her recently into a stupor. So you get changed in the cockpit where she won't be able to see, sliding your ordinary clothes over a very special edition. You ordered it while you were flying to the next planet and had it picked up. Now that you're moving on, you have some time before your next stop. You've slipped on the special garment that will allow you to turn the tables a little on Celise's overeager solicitation of your secretions and her tendency to drive you into too much pleasure to firmly take hold of her. You do have flashes in your mind, remembering her huge breasts and the ultra porn star good look she can form with her very, very detailed shape-shifting ability. She may stay a little gooey, a little drippy in places, but she's plenty firm enough to fuck or play with, or more likely to have her play with you with as many appendages as she can form. But presently, that's going to change. The door slides out of the way as you walk into the back bunk room. The lights are dim. She shines emerald green, all different hues, actually. Her hair is lighter, her eyes are lighter, much of her skin is dark. And yes, one long, shapely arm, its extended fingers curving into a visible and well-formed sex. The almost rubbery texture of her skin, the outer membrane of her skin when she isn't changing it, makes her pussy shine in the curve of her hip, squeezing together. Yes, she's forming legs, forming hips. When she sees it's you, she forms a full body instead of being mostly puddle except the sexy bits. Right now, she's squeezing her thighs around her hand, pushing her fingers in and out of herself, letting out little sighs, wheezes, all for your benefit. You know, she doesn't really have to breathe that way. Her mouth is open, and her tongue has been shifted into a very long, obscene, dangling shape. She's masturbating, and you know she does get pleasure when she forms a clit-like or pussy-like structure like that. You know she's stimulating. In fact, from the way she's quivering, she might be close to coming already. But as you walk nearer, she stops, leans up eagerly on the edge of the tub-like depression of her padded bunk, places her hands on the rim, stares at you, her eyes wide open, hoping desperately. Do you want to play? I'll make you feel good, she offers. Let me lick you. Let me taste you. You nod and walk over to the tub, immediately pulling your clothing out of the way, and revealing that underneath you have a pair of tight, silvery, boxer-style underwear that sits very tightly, yes, to the contours of your body, leaving nothing to the imagination, but, importantly, they'll only come off if you try to tug them off. No amount of shrinking her tendrils down or lapping her tongue over them will cause anything to permeate your underwear. You slide into the tub. They were made as a defense against alien parasites that suck or stimulate or otherwise bring pleasure to confuse victims. But in this case, they have much the same effect. You actually slide one of your legs over the edge of the tub, and she moves aside. She can make herself condensed enough that you're able to slide in next to her. And then she slips on top of you, warm, heavy. Her breasts are getting bigger and bigger, more of her mass bubbling up to fill them out. Her hair is long, cascading tresses that you almost wouldn't think were a little bit slimy, gooey to the touch. But she can keep her exterior form dry and firm enough with membranes that you can really enjoy running your hands over her, and you do. Her shoulders feel warm, shapely. The room back here is kept at a decent temperature, and she seems to just warm up when she hibernates and masturbates all day. Speaking of masturbation, her pussy is dripping. One part of herself she's not keeping rigidly undrippy is her wet sex, her fingers having slid out. You watch as she brings them up, yes, glistening with moisture from her sex below, brings them to her lips, and licks them clean before your very eyes. Then she tries to slide a hand under your underwear. After all, she's got you right where she's wanted you so many times, under her and in her bunk, in her element, offering yourself. Her hand ends up sliding over the exterior of your underwear instead, slipping around, unable to slip inside, unable to deliver any pleasure. You do feel quite turned on. You also feel safe. Of course, she can do things like lean down, run that overly long tongue over your nipples, press her face against your chest, breathing, inhaling deeply. In fact, given her enhanced protein senses and ability to sense sexual fluids and arousal, you know it must be torment for her to not be able to really get to you, to not be able to slip one of her long tendrils below and tease you, to not be able to wrap her lips down there and give you wonderfully dedicated oral like she always wants to. She's left teased, turned on. She has slid lower, her thighs around one of your legs, humping against it. You feel every fold of her pussy. You feel how she's grinding her clit against you, using the friction to get closer. Her mouth kissing down, down. She's sliding down lower until her pussy is just at your ankle, just above your foot. And now her face, she's face to face with the protective garment. This'll be the real test. She tries to slide her tongue under the waistband when she finds her fingers can't quite move it. But she just ends up licking the exterior. The heat of her breath, or what passes for respiration, deliberate though it is on her part, does pass over the exterior, and you can almost feel it through the very breathable fabric. But not quite. And more licking does nothing to sexually stimulate you, at least physically, seeing her slobber and slather her tongue between your legs, while her appendages are all around, rubbing your arms, massaging your thighs, through the material as best she can. Well, seeing that is quite a turn-on. She begins to whimper. With time, she begins to moan and buck, humping your leg just above your foot near the ankle, just humping away. Her dripping juices there, her thighs squeezing around you. She's making sure to still have thighs. She rests her head on your lap, well, against your thigh, pushing her nose between your legs, moaning. You reach down, run your fingers through her hair. It's remarkably like the real deal, even though a little bit of moisture gets on your fingers. You rub, squeeze her head, massage her scalp. She moans more, but she still can't quite get to your genitals. And she's desperately aware of your arousal, her increasing arousal, and her hard pushing of her face right against you, between your legs, moaning. You smirk, and reaching back, manage to slide yourself out of the tub and stand next to it. Some of her moisture clings. You slide your hand down, hook your thumb over the waistband, then inside. Pull them down just a little, just enough to give her a glimpse of what she's missing out on. You hear from down in the bunk, in a part you can't see, her fingers wetly slipping in and out of her sex as she starts masturbating, staring fixedly. Her tongue hangs out and literally droops over the edge of the tub as she stares, eyes wide, batting her eyelashes flirtatiously. But you slip the underwear back on, pick your clothes up from the floor, and head back toward the cockpit, listening as the furious masturbation and desperate begging murmuring to herself fill the entire ship. And the horny goo girl makes wonderful, arousing music for you to listen to. You think she got the point, though you wonder what's gonna happen when you let her cut loose.